Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, December 17, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. New York Governor Cuomo bans the sale of Confederate flags. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez says it's time for Schumer and Pelosi to go. American air travel down 75%. Actor John Wayne's net worth revealed 41 years after his death. Half of remote workers admit to drinking on the job in the middle of the day. Wow. Also ahead, what is President Trump's mental state right now? But first, Governor Cuomo making it illegal for New Yorkers to purchase Confederate flags on public property. Cuomo says the flag is a symbol of white supremacy and treason against the federal government. However, critics call the move a clear violation of the First Amendment, and there will be a court fight. This, of course, is virtue signaling on the part of Mr. Cuomo. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez telling Democrats the party needs, quote, new leadership. The far-left lawmaker urging Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to step aside and make room for the next generation of younger politicians. Many of those, of course, are socialists. Ms. Cortez doesn't realize it, but she and her peers may eventually destroy the Democratic Party. U.S. airline industry struggling to lure back frequent flyers, travel down 75% compared to last Christmas. Polls show a vast majority of Americans refusing to fly until a vaccine is available. Health experts believe the most dangerous time for travelers is not actually when they're in an airplane, but when they're in an airport. John Wayne, perhaps the most famous Hollywood icon of all time, had a net worth of $7 million when he died in 1979. That's $20 million adjusted for today's inflation. By comparison, the average salary of superstars like Tom Cruise today, more than $20 million a film. John Wayne starred in 120 movies throughout his career. New survey from One Poll says about 50% of employees working from home imbibe alcohol on the job. More than 4 in 10 Americans admit they've consumed at least one adult beverage when working. Sales of spirits have surged triple digits across the USA since the pandemic began. In a moment, what is Donald Trump's mental state right now? Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
And time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day assessing President Trump. So I have not talked with the president for about 2 months. I have known him, as you may know, for more than 30 years. I have written a book on him called The United States of Trump. I understand who Donald Trump is. I am hearing from people who are in daily proximity to the president that his spirit is badly damaged. Now, Donald Trump is one of the most resilient human beings I have ever seen. He took a beating that no public figure in this country, no one, has ever taken over the last 4 years. And that's because in the past, there were smears against presidents and there was controversy. Look at Richard Nixon, my God. But there wasn't the internet. There wasn't 24-hour news. There wasn't a social civil war. All of this dialed into President Trump's psyche. But he was able to keep on ticking, as the old Timex watch commercial said. And his spirit, you know, there were days when he was down, but there were a lot of days when he was up. And he went out and he gave his rallies and he did his job. And standing back, I think President Trump did a pretty good job for the country. The economy, certainly, and some of the deals he made on trade and other things were good. COVID, as I said, killed him because that changed the mindset of a lot of people. They are terrified. And when you're terrified, you have a tendency to vote for the party out of power. Let's get back to President Trump now. So people tell me he's kind of depressed. Another unusual state, he's not the kind of guy that gets depressed a lot. He's very active, almost hyper, doesn't sleep. But he believes that he won the election and that he's being deprived of another four-year term because of fraud and that the system is too corrupt to expose the fraud. That's what he firmly believes, and no one is going to dissuade that belief. So he carries that with him every second of every day, and it overshadows everything he does. So the White House had some Christmas parties for people who had donated a lot of money this year. The president didn't show up for most of them. That is extremely unusual. But he has no options. He will have to leave the White House on January 20th. Now, I've told you, I don't believe he's going to attend Joe Biden's inauguration. I could be wrong, but I don't think President Trump's going to get over this for months. I do believe he will get into the media sometime in the year 2021, next year, and he'll vent, but I don't believe he will ever be fully healed. The extent that Donald Trump was battered and bruised, and now he believes the election was a fraud, that's an amazing thing to carry around. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, Great Christmas Gift.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.